1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. We will fight with our fingernails if we have to. That's what Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying following President Biden's announcement that the U.S. won't supply offensive weapons to Israel if used for a widespread attack on the Gaza city of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protests continuing at college campuses overnight, including at George Washington University, Penn, and the University of Arizona. Dramatic testimony Thursday at the criminal trial of Donald Trump as adult film star Stormy Daniels was there. She returned to the stand. According to ABC's Aaron Katursky, the jury was captivated as she sparred with defense attorneys. There's no way to know how the jurors took in more explicit details on the defense. They said they were prejudicial. They wanted a mistrial. However, the judge in the case said absolutely not. The judge saying because Donald Trump denied having sex with Stormy Daniels, the judge said the jury would be left to decide who they believe. It's believed the key witness in the case, Michael Cohen, will be called next week. This is ABC News. In the UK, a toddler is hearing. It's been restored with an experimental treatment. Details from ABC's Andrea Fujii.
18-month-old Opal Sandy was given an infusion of gene therapy into her right ear, which replaces the DNA that causes her type of inherited deafness. Doctors hope Opal's success can lead to gene therapy for more common types of hearing loss.
We're not delivering a large dose of gene therapy to the rest of the body, so it means that we see fewer side effects.
Within 4 weeks of the surgery, Opal responded to sound.
Can I have a kiss? Oh, good girl.
6 months in, she can hear soft noises, even whispering.
Yeah, it's hoped that the therapy leads to cures for many types of deafness. Target is cutting LGBTQ-themed merchandise from about half of its U.S. stores during the Pride Month of June. Bloomberg News reporting all the products will be available online. The move coming after customer backlash forced Target to get rid of items last year, including some transgender swimsuits. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers blanked the Cardinals' ace. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cards 7-1. St. Louis starter and Cy Young winner Sonny Gray giving up home runs to the Brewers' Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, and third baseman Joey Ortiz, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, Sonny's arguably, in the last 9 starts, he's given up 2 runs or less, arguably a top-tier pitcher in the league, and I thought, you know, we had the best approach we've ever had against him. I've seen him pitch against us many times. We had a great approach. We really did.
The Brewers now have a 6-game winning streak, against St. Louis dating back to last season. NBA, the Bucks' Pat Beverly will serve a 4-game suspension next season for throwing a basketball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refusing to take questions from a female ESPN reporter. Did Doc Rivers confront Beverly?
Yeah, I did. I did right away, because that's not the Milwaukee way or the Bucks way. We're better than that. Pat feels awful about that, and he let the emotions get the better of him.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area at 10:33. All show long, we honor Mother's Day with your favorite mom memories. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Happy Friday to you.
It's a long week. It's a great week, but I'm glad.
That's funny. This lady, really nice lady. A lot of times we meet at the elevator coming down
at
the same time, and we both said the same thing at that time. Made it.
No, right. Yeah, this is busy. We had a great day yesterday, though. After our show, we went to Appleton and
planted
apple trees.
Yes, we did.
With the Appleton, I forgot what the name of that organization is.
What's the name of the organization, Todd?
Apple Blossom.
Apple Blossom.
Yeah.
And right along the Apple Tree Trail, which was cool. I'd never been there. So anyway, that was
fun. Like to have a job like those guys have.
They have, you know what makes their job cool, Johnny?
Their equipment.
No doubt. That vacuum thing he had.
Yeah.
That roller and then the little payloader. Those are small. That's not those intimidating big ones. And they had the toys, which is great.
Good thing I was there giving that guy signals.
Oh, yeah. If it wouldn't have been for you, John.
The hand signals.
Yep.
I was watching his face while you were doing it.
Yeah. He's just rolling just his to see, eyes.
What, no, he was laughing, but I'm like, this is either going to be laughable or the guy's going to be like, who's this?
Because in the real construction, there is a guy that gives the signals.
Yeah, gives all those signals,
But you, it was pretty obvious that it was your debut.
You know, I actually planted like 1,000 trees one day.
Wow. Those little ones we put here.
It was in northern Minnesota, and they had a forest fire, like a couple of years before. So they had to replant an entire area.
Oh.
And it's all seedlings, you know, small ones.
Yeah, right.
And what you do basically is you just take a flat shovel, and you just scoop. You don't even scoop anything. You just move
it back.
And you just, one guy does that, the other guy's on his knees the whole time, pretty much, puts the roots in, and you just stomp it back down.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many they can plant in a day.
Or they have those like augers that are just on the end and you drill those holes. And they do
bing,
them so
bing,
fast.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah.
In the old days, we're out there shoveling with the spade and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't even shovels, but that's the thing of the past.
I know, right?
But anyway, that was fun. That was
great.
Easy to
glad
do
we did it. You bet. It's so windy.
It was cold. It was cold yesterday.
Yeah. Today is National Shrimp Day. I got to be honest with you, Jim.
Well, what? You didn't like those?
I haven't eaten them yet. I still don't know. I've got them in my freezer. They're refroze.
They're not really refroze. They never thawed.
Yeah, they did.
No, they were.
No.
They were
you're
you
fine.
Them.
Yeah, but the temperature on them was still low enough that you're fine.
All right.
So
I'll cook some up. I'll bring you guys some. I'll watch you eat them.
I have. Right. I have plenty of those shrimp. Today, those are great over salad.
Fantastic. Shrimp is my favorite food in the world.
No, those are just the salad shrimp. These aren't the big shrimp, those are a little bit more expensive.
What's the difference between a shrimp and a prawn?
Well, prawn comes out of a crab, for one.
Oh, it does?
Right?
No.
No?
It comes out of a crab? No.
What do you mean, break the crab? Isn't that the prawn?
Prawns tend to be larger than shrimp and often taste sweeter, according to this, but they're basically the same.
A giant shrimp, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a place, I can't think of it. Anybody from Appleton, There was a little meat market type thing I used to go to that was fantastic. I mean, it was awesome. And they had prawns, they had shark meat, they had tuna steaks.
Those are great, those fresh
jellies.
Yes. Yeah, those
it was
are
one
awesome.
Of those kind of places.
Yeah, those are good.
I can't think of the name, but it's really famous in Appleton. And it was unbelievable. And I always wanted to buy those prawns, but I didn't know how you could cook. I mean, did you just put them on a grill? They looked phenomenal.
I bought those super large shrimp, but I thought the prawns, I get that wrong. I thought, like, with the crab, I thought that was like the...
It's
like
just
the
crab leg, isn't it?
Well, no, that's... A shrimp, John, a shrimp and a crab are two different things, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a shrimp and a prawn are different. They're not the same thing.
But is a prawn from a lobster?
No.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I didn't know that.
Can we get this? Well, very similar in appearance, shrimp and prawns are two distinct species. Prawns tend to be larger than shrimp and often taste sweeter.
Yeah.
There are more varieties of shrimp, too. Both animals have 10 legs.
They do. They have creepy crawlies underneath.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But prawns have pincers
right.
on three pairs of legs, while shrimp just have one clawed duo. Huh. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's different than a crab. Aren't crab legs the most overrated thing in the world?
Yeah. Too much work.
Too much work, and you pull out one little strand
right.
of
I know, and you got this
whatever.
Plate full of these shells. It looks like you're a pig, and
exactly.
you only had like a little bit of meat.
Yeah, I've never had a lobster in a restaurant either. I've never ordered lobster. Oh. You?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you would.
But that shrimp, this is what I'm doing. So the shrimp that we have, you guys, are those small salad shrimp. Popcorn shrimp, and there's a lot you can do with that. But today, I'm making... fried rice with shrimp.
Oh, that's delicious.
And that
love it.
Fried rice, so you have to start that the day before because you have to make the rice and then you got to put it in the refrigerator and let it, like, whatever they call it, dry or something for a day so I can make it today because they made that yesterday. And then
you know who we got to ask about this guy? Ace. I bet Ace deals with a lot of that stuff.
Oh,
Ace champion.
Yep.
He would know all the different things.
I think his, though, but no, this fried rice is not an Ace thing. You know, he's more.
No, I know,
New Orleans.
He would know about all the different.
Yeah,
that's a staple.
Well, yeah, shrimp is one of that Creole.
Todd, you've eaten a crawfish. Is it crawfish or crayfish?
Up here, they call it crayfish.
Okay.
Down south, they call it crawfish.
Are they the same things?
I believe so.
And you've eaten them?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And you
used to go fishing for them out here, like Silver Lake out in Wautoma.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you cut the heads or you bite the heads off. Is that right?
Well, you're supposed to suck the heads because you pull the tail out and you eat the tail meat. And then you suck the brains and juices out. Now,
nice.
Now,
6:12 a.m.
Hey,
not something I've done, but that
sure.
is definitely something you do in Louisiana, as they say.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have any Cajun restaurants around here, do we?
Not good ones, no.
Are there any?
We had one, but...
it didn't last very long.
Nope.
No.
If you know of one in Northeast Wisconsin, Texas this morning.
Yeah,
I love Cajun food.
On a Tuesday travel, I would definitely go there for lunch.
A good gumbo?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
All right. Why don't you learn how to make stuff like that and then just give it to us?
trial and error?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, we'll be your, you know.
I'll try some of that.
Okay.
Dead gumbo. I'll attempt that.
All right. Thank you. Big fan. I've never had an oyster either. You ever had an oyster?
Oh, my God. I've had millions. Felix's Oyster Bar in New Orleans. My dad would buy coolers of oysters, like a cooler that you take those blue and red things, just packed with oysters.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then we again different lifestyle.
Different life.
My mom's out on the lawn picking dandelions to put in a salad.
Yeah, thank you.
But we would have to shuck those oysters. You know, you got to break them open, and it wasn't like we had somebody do that for us. So it was a little bit of work. But with horseradish on there and a little sauce. Yeah.
Do you chew them or you just swallow
them?
Nah,
you swallow
them. Just swallow
them? Some people put them on crackers, but those are.
But then is there much taste?
No, there's not. I don't know.
Okay.
There's not a lot of taste.
Smoked oysters.
Smoked oysters. I have those in my house.
Oh, I believe it.
I got cans of that.
Yeah.
The smoked oysters are good. Mm-hmm. I like those. But raw oysters they're the best. It's just it's a lot of work. And they're good. You can come over. Well, not come over. I'll bring some to you sometime.
He caught himself.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, whoa.
He really did.
Okay.
Kenan Thompson, SNL is 46. He's great. I love when he does his game show type things.
Oh, my gosh. When
he's
he does.
Awesome.
I think they call it Black Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Linda Evangelista. I can never pronounce it.
Evangelista.
Who is she? I know the name.
Model. You would know her.
Okay.
I'll find a picture.
Okay. Bono is 64. I would have thought he was older. No? Okay.
No, I don't think so.
He seems like they were way long ago. I mean, he was young when they
80s,
did.
80s, yeah.
I mean, when they did Every Move You Make, Every Move.
Didn't he? He was.
I'll be watching
No, that's Sting. Bono is with
right.
you too.
You're right. You're right.
Bono was.
Pretty... I always get those two mixed up.
Remember Congressman Mark Green?
Yeah.
Him and Bono were tight.
Yeah, I remember something about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I think they're. What were they? It was a cause. What was it? It wasn't been Farm Aid. That was too long ago. Something that they worked on together. But I
you're
know
right.
They shared the stage a couple.
You're right.
Three
he's
times.
A big humanitarian.
Right. Maybe that's what it is. But
no, he's doing okay, right, Todd? But what's his name's not doing good?
Who's this?
From Genesis.
Phil Collins is
yeah.
not
no,
doing
Phil
good.
Collins,
okay.
No.
Okay. Chris Berman, 69, never was a big fan of his. The Boomer never was.
No.
He... And I did a dumb thing one time up in the Packer press box.
No.
Early days, there was another broadcaster, famous, and ESPN was just getting big. But there was, when I worked for an NBC station, and the NBC's national sports director, whatever you want to call it, was Len Berman, real famous New York TV sports, Len Berman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the guy, deal. And I had to send him some interviews with the Packers. In the old days where you'd literally have it on a tape, and you'd put it in the mail.
Yep.
Or on a bus, mm-hmm. and you'd send it to him. And Chris Berman was, and I go, hey, Len, did you get that, those interviews? You know, trying to show off in front of my, you know, I'm dealing with the big time guys.
Right.
And he looks at me and goes, you mean Chris?
You're like, no.
And it's like, yeah, you know what? Never mind. Wrong guy. Yes. It makes you feel, you ever have that where it makes you feel like this tall?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
He though worked really hard to carve out a niche for himself.
Absolutely.
You know, he like, I think. That gets competitive when you got six guys that are all kind of vying to be the number one. And I think he worked really hard at that. Although he had some setbacks too in his life, right? His wife died in an accident.
Killed a guy.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Mason, 78. Does he still do anything?
I think he tours a little bit.
No,
doesn't he?
Didn't he do the song that was written by the guy in Manitowoc? Just agree to disagree. Didn't he do that song?
He did that song.
And that was written by a guy in Manitowoc. They owned Wenzel's Bar.
Really?
Yeah. Right in Calumet Street.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You never been to Wenzel's Bar? Mm. It's the radio show that I used to go do it all the time. It was a cool place. I liked it.
No.
A little bit of a rougher crowd at the time.
Nah,
yeah. Donovan is 78. Donovan's most famous song is?
I have no
idea. Donovan, that was right in your wheelhouse.
No. Donovan?
Yeah.
Is that? Like, is that a Frankie Valli thing? What, 78?
Although, you know, I get Donovan and Oliver mixed up. Who did Gene?
Oliver.
Gene, you're young and alive.
Don't I want that song in my head.
You remember
all
that
day.
One?
I hate that
but
song.
But Donovan did, what's her name on the East Coast? Susie on the West Coast waiting. Andy in Vietnam fighting. Susie
never
on the
heard
West
Coast.
Oh, we played it here one day. Remember Don? Or Todd?
Don.
Yeah. Don. Yeah, Donovan. We'll just call him Donovan.
I was looking at Donovan. I said, yeah. And Donovan did Mellow Yellow.
Correct.
Oh, all right.
Sunshine of Superman.
Okay. Yep. I know those. All right. I got it. Don't sing them, John. I don't want those songs in my head. And sometimes that happens. I drive home and
okay,
thinking,
you
want to
know
God,
what? When
this.
We were at the tree thing planting trees yesterday, you know what song I had in my head the entire time? And I was really ticked off at Todd because of it?
What?
I'm so dizzy.
Oh,
my head is spinning all day. All day. Yeah, this is the song. Dan
and
Mason. The
gentleman's name was Jim Krieger that wrote that song.
From Manitowoc?
I'm not sure.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yes.
This is a good song.
Yes.
It's a great song.
Then the old Wenzel's Bar.
Did he get, like, royalties?
He got lots of them.
Oh, good.
And his girlfriend, I told you who his girlfriend was. That actress?
Christie Brinkley?
No, she's really, really gorgeous. And I can't think of her name now. And she was in the video. Kay Lenz was her name.
Let's do a little.
She was in the Rod Stewart video, Infatuation.
Right.
Remember?
Okay. Let's hit the
That's
Google.
Her.
Okay.
Google. Okay. All right.
All right. We'll be right
Mind
back.
Mind America. A lot of stuff going on. We just disagree.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
So let's.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor on a good-looking Friday heading into Mother's Day weekend. Got a text here. Jim Kruger from Manitowoc. His brother is in the Happy Schnapps combo. Greg. Thank you, Greg. So there. That's your hometown.
It is.
Know these things.
I don't know Happy
Schnapps.
Here
you want to put together a Hall of Fame, a musical Hall of Fame, and you don't
Next
know
Sunday.
Your own hometown.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we got to get this Jim Kruger in that.
That'd be great.
You know, because the qualifications to get into the Whammy Hall of Fame is not just local, but it's got to cross state lines, too.
Yeah.
And obviously, this guy
succeeded
that. So I don't know Happy Schnapps, though. I mean,
don't know Happy Schnapps?
I don't. You don't either. You're just making me look stupid.
No. Are you used to play it on IXX.
All the time.
When the Packers season was
Absolutely.
Around.
Absolutely. How do you not really? Know the Happy Schnapps combo?
Well, I might know their music. I don't. You really know them, or are you just saying that to make them
look
dumb?
They used to come into the station all the time. We actually used to. They used to do a lot of the Packer tailgate party type things. They would play. We played their songs. Bears still suck.
Really?
I will. I'll pull up a song in a second. Okay, we'll play it for you, Jim. I think you'll know it. I want to go back to sucking the heads out of crawfish.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa Hale, who's our news director in Northeast Wisconsin, lived in Louisiana for a large portion of her life.
I like how he says that.
Well,
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Native.
That's the way we say it down
here.
We
say Louisiana.
Lisa, can you explain the lusciousness
of her?
I do.
Oh, awesome.
I absolutely can. And one thing I do want to say is Todd said it right.
Yeah.
If you live in or have lived in Louisiana, it's Louisiana.
All
it's
right.
never Louisiana. That's how they pick you as an outsider.
Love it.
So talk about the lusciousness of sucking the head out of a crawfish.
Crawfish.
Hmm?
Let me tell you, there is nothing like that inside juiciness in the head of crawfish.
Like it's called the brain?
Yeah, there's a little bit of fat, there's a little bit of spice, and it's juicy, and it's the crawfish tail is great, but there's something unctuous about sucking the head.
So, do you,
that just sounds like it. Can't
so
wait.
Do you eat, so is there a shell then that you don't eat?
Yeah, you don't eat the shell.
Okay.
No, first you twist the tail off.
Okay.
Then you peel the shell off the tail just like you would a shrimp,
okay.
and you eat the tail.
Okay.
Then you suck the juices out of the head because there's a little opening where the tail came out, and you suck those juices out. Or you can be like I do, and you can open up the head and scoop the fatty goodness out.
Oh, it's brutal down there.
Wow.
It's brutal.
Or you can be like I do and clean it out and throw that junk away and then eat the shrimp.
Wow.
It's really, really good. And it is something that you kind of have to get used to.
Yeah.
It's not something that a newbie is going to go in right away and go, oh, I'm going to suck the head.
Right.
But okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Once you get into it, you get into it.
All right. It sounds like you're really into it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Sounds like you're really into it.
Don't really ask.
Yeah.
Don't have to ask what your kids are getting you for Mother's Day.
That's the only thing. Honestly, that's the only thing I miss about Louisiana is the food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Is there any place up here that you know of, Lisa, that could have real authentic, like gumbos and things?
I have been looking for one.
Yeah.
So if you find one, let me know.
Will do.
Yeah. Somebody said that there was one in Appleton, but I still don't know who or what it is. But I am searching for some sort of authentic Louisiana-style food here in Wisconsin.
We had that here in Green Bay, but it was short-lived. And I think there were some internal problems he just bragged about how great, and the food was good. I mean, we liked it a lot, but I'm talking like 6 months, so I don't know what all happened.
Hey, right. So is that okay? I've seen pictures of this on like Travel Network or something. Do they take like a big bucket of stuff they all put together and just dump it on a table?
Pretty much. Yeah, okay. You line the table with newspapers or with a plastic tablecloth, you know, and you just dump all the crawfish and the boiled potatoes and the boiled corn.
Yep.
And if you did mushrooms or pineapple with it, it all goes on the table. And then everybody gets around the table and just eats, and they throw the shells behind them or in a bucket or whatever. They don't worry about.
So you just everybody just reaches into the pile and grabs what they want.
Mm-hmm. Kind of flashbacks.
Wow. It's the South. Let me tell you.
I would love to try. I don't think I'd suck the heads.
True story.
Of the...
We used to go to a Chinese restaurant because we worked together in Mississippi.
You guys did?
Yeah. And there was like literally every restaurant, even a Chinese restaurant, had crawfish on the menu. And she'd be eating that stuff in front of me. And
no. You weren't ready yet. She's,
you know, dainty Lisa going.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's awesome.
That all around the table grabbing everything, that flashbacks to college.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Except those pizzas.
Lisa, do you cook that stuff at all, though?
I don't, but my sister does a great crawfish boil.
Okay,
oh
right.
Gosh.
Lisa, do you watch that guy on PBS? From Louisiana. I can't think of his name right now. He's a bigger guy, and he cooks a lot of Louisiana
food. Prudhomme?
No, Kevin Belton.
Kevin Belton.
Yep.
And
I don't watch Kevin Belton.
Okay.
But I tell you who does a lot of good Louisiana-style food, and that's your Chef Alex who comes in.
Oh. Chef Ace.
Oh, yeah.
Ace, yeah.
Right. Ace, yeah.
He's awesome.
That is great. That's got a very unique taste, and it is great food. Don't know about sucking the whatever out of the...
Yeah, me too. I might work my way up to that one.
I don't think they told you... I'm not sure they told you everything you're sucking out of. No.
You know what that reminds... I'll tell you what that reminds me of. I remember for the Boy Scouts one time took us, the Cub Scouts, out on an outing, a smelt outing.
Oh.
Okay. And that was, they made every Boy Scout bite off the head of a smelt.
Lisa.
You didn't have to swallow it, but you had to bite off the head, then you could spit it out.
One year for the Super Bowl, Lisa made red beans and rice.
Oh, yeah.
I will never eat any of her cooking again.
What?
Why?
I got rough. Pretty sick.
You know, I had that one time, Lisa, a guy who was an assistant coach for the Packers. And
hers was not Jim. Hers was not good.
I remember he had been a head coach at McNeese State, which is somewhere in backwoods Louisiana. And he brought
me that. It's down in mid Louisiana.
Okay. And he brought me red beans and rice one time. And it was absolutely phenomenal.
I think it's good.
And the only other thing.
Done right. It's very good. I just don't necessarily cook that well.
The other thing he brought me was his fresh. He hated Wisconsin coffee. He said it was like drinking lukewarm water. Their coffee was so strong but flavored. Mm-hmm. It was really robust. Yeah.
I bet it had chicory in it, too.
I think it did. I want to say that he mentioned that. It had chicory in it. He would grind his own. I love that guy. I love Louisiana food.
Yeah, we've just set that
Louisiana
as...
Louisiana food.
Say it right. All right, we have to set that as a civic media goal, is to find a good New
Cajun
Orleans,
Creole
Cajun
restaurant.
Right.
Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Exactly.
Lisa, you're awesome. Thank you so very much.
And if I
anytime, guys.
All right, we'll make something and we'll send some your way because I'll make some gumbo.
Hey,
for you
Lisa,
guys.
Let me ask you this: if somebody gave you a bag of shrimp that were frozen, but then by the time you took them to put them in your freezer, they were getting soft, would you still eat them?
I wouldn't put them in the freezer. I'd have to have them that night.
Oh, see, I put them in the freezer.
No, I disagree.
Yeah.
I disagree. I've worked in the grocery business. I know what's
gone too
far. It's so easy
far.
To tell somebody else, oh, it's okay. Those shrimp aren't spoiled. So easy to tell others to do that.
I think you're okay. All right. Well, give them back. I'll
thanks,
make it for you.
I think you're okay.
There we go.
All right. Bye, Lisa. Thank you.
Bye, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Bye. Thank you. Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
Take care. Happy Schnapps combo.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You don't remember this?
Even if from time to time they've been a little lame, how could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck.
Okay, I do remember that.
I remember the chorus. Come on to the mayor back to this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin vineyards know it takes a long time to establish those vines you depend on. Can you imagine having to tear them out? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. That's exactly what vineyards in California are facing today. Details on the way.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
California grape growers are facing some challenging economic times. Jeff Bitter, president of Allied Grape Growers in California, says his advice right now, rip out some vines.
The reality is we need to respond as a grower community by removing some acres. And that might not be the only response. It might not even be the best response, but it's a response that's going to right the ship the fastest. Our ultimate response would be to somehow increase demand, you know, through marketing and promotion, through positive messaging about the moderate consumption of wine and those types of things. But those things take for a long time for you to see results in those efforts. And so the quicker way to get to balance, to where we can be economically sustainable as growers, is we've got to remove some acres.
Jeff Ritter, he's the president of Allied Grape Growers in California. Their goal, to rip out about 30,000 acres of established vines to get their total acres in California down to about 540,000. They are, like our Wisconsin microbrews, even some of our Wisconsin wine producers, facing a consumer population that wants to consume less alcohol or instead beverages that provide health benefits.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And Wisconsin farmland value continued to climb. From April of last year to April of this year, the average acre of good farmland went up 10%, according to the latest survey from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. One Wisconsin banker noted that there's just not much farmland that's coming up for sale anywhere in the state. There's your food news on a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a tenth to a quarter inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. You know, we're talking about Cajun food, and Sue here sent us a thing. It's, I've never heard of this restaurant, to
I
be
know.
Honest with you.
I feel bad, but we're going.
Me too. Millions Crab Boiled Seafood in Ashwaubenon? Is that the name of the restaurant? Is Millions?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Man, you should see their menu.
She's reading it, yeah.
She faxed over the menu, and they got
black
special.
Black mussel? What's a mussel?
Yo, it's like the smaller, like, clams, right? You get the mussels.
Okay.
You know, just a black shell.
Like an oyster? Or like a clam?
I would say it's more like a clam, but you, it's just, that's another thing where you end up with just a ton of shells and you don't eat that much.
All right.
It makes you look.
Well, listen, it's white clams, black mussels, green mussels, crawfish, calamari, head-on shrimp, headless shrimp, peeled shrimp, sea scallop, lobster tail. All right. I like this.
That's going to be good.
We got to try this place. The gumbo
there, and then the calamari is always the best. But yeah.
We can try this. Listen, happy foursome. 2 pounds of headless shrimp, 2 pounds of snow crab, 2 pounds of white clams, 2 pounds of black mussels, 1 pound of sausage, 4 corn, 4 potatoes, 4 boiled eggs.
Okay, so that's a four. So, all right, the four of us can go. Well, no, well, the lady that was just on.
Oh, yeah, Lisa.
Bring
yeah.
Lisa down.
Yeah.
So how much is it for the four of us?
$169.
Jim's paying.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That sounded like a good idea until you gave us the price. No, right. We should do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. All right. All right. I want to try
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Sue.
So we got to run that off then. I mean, hey, are you doing the marathon?
This year I cannot.
Well,
huh?
Okay. Here,
do they have a section for the marathon of people with artificial limbs of some sort? Can I consider my hip?
Yeah. No, yeah. Todd, I want to give a little.
You ever done the full marathon?
No, halves. No,
I did it that one year, and then it was too hot, and they made me turn around and stop.
Okay. Well, that was hot though that year.
That was.
A lot of people were dropping. A lot of ambulances. We had to call in other ambulances from other municipalities. And then they called the race, and
yeah,
I don't know. Here's the problem. You know why so many people drop out in that race is that there's
it's long.
Well, no, but just a lot of people. That's their first marathon.
Well, yeah. You know? Well, you got to have a first,
right? And a lot of people chose Green Bay a little bit because it's such a beautiful run through the neighborhoods, and also, of course, runs through Lambeau Field. So, yeah, that was people weren't happy about that, but you know, from a safety thing.
You know, the first local marathon I remember was in Minnesota, Grandma's.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma's Marathon in Duluth. Do they still have that one?
Yeah.
That was really popular.
Yeah, very. Everybody is.
I can't even imagine running 26 miles. Just mentally, just the mental aspect of it, that I'm pretty much running to Kakana.
Yeah, but you can't think like that.
That's what I mean.
You're running 1 mile 26 times.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of a mind game, but I will tell you, and again, you know, I'm the last one you want to talk to about that, but once, let's say you're running a half marathon, once you get to like 9-10 miles, you're like, I can do this. And you kind of actually pick up, if you look at your pace, you actually pick up, you know,
really?
3 seconds.
I would imagine you'd be kind of cautious starting out. You don't right? want to burn out too quick.
Yeah. And then I had it right when I started, because it started in, what was it? Was that Gross? Yeah. We were running at Gross and then we took a left and I had to go to the bathroom. So they had those porta potties and a lot of people just go like behind trees. You gotta wait. But that was the mayor. I thought they're gonna catch me. So did that. So I lost a little bit of time, but still, it picked it up. Anyway,
you didn't think about going before you started.
Yeah, I don't know if it's nerves or if it's because you drink coffee. But anyway, it was that's a wonderful thing. Anyway,
but you did all 26 miles.
No, I did.
Oh,
no,
did
I did the half a marathon.
Okay,
so I would like that's still a goal of mine, but
to do the full 26.
I would love to do that someday. I think that would be a cool thing in my obit.
Why don't we start biking 26 miles? Just to get a feel for that.
That would be.
So I did that one time.
Really?
Yeah.
26?
Yeah.
Wow.
For a benefit type thing. Nice. But I was like 22. It was like my first job out in Idaho. I was like 22 years old. So that, you know what I mean?
I was 50 when I ran that half marathon.
Really?
I could do it.
I give you credit.
I could do
it. Todd, you're a runner at all?
Oh, no.
No.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Todd's got those knees.
Oh, that's
we
right.
We all have knees, but I mean, Todd's got some knees that are.
We all have that. Yeah, yes.
Todd's got knees. That's why he doesn't.
Todd's got knee issues. He's got the bad knee. Yeah.
But anyway, at the new community shelter where I work, we, if we get participants to help out at the marathon, then CellCom, after, you know, they do all their financing expenses, they have some money left over. And this is the last marathon.
Tell Milo I'll train him for a half marathon, Carrie Ann.
You know, that you could do a half marathon.
Carrie Ann, listen, I'm not going to just do that. I'm after talking yesterday with the people here about swimming with a Y.
And
I'm thinking I'm going right for an Ironman.
I'm like, John, you don't know how to swim. You got
to
bike.
That's why I'm going to learn how to swim. Carrie Ann will train me for the running part.
Yeah, that's,
we had the girl yesterday. She said she'd teach me how to swim, right?
I tell you I'll tell you what. If you do an Ironman, I will give you $1,000.
A full Ironman?
And that would be a full $1,000. That, John, that's not going to work. Maybe half marathons are...
I think you can wear floaties, though, when you swim now, can't you?
But there's people kicking you in the head. There's a lot of... You practice in the pool at the Y by yourself. She said it's going to be a private lesson for you.
I would do half a marathon if my doctor gave me the okay with my hip.
Then that would be a half Ironman. Or what do they call it? Is it called a half Ironman? Or is it called something else?
I just got a text here from my buddy Mike. John, I've done 2 full Ironman triathlons.
Wow.
I will also donate to your favorite charity if you do a full Ironman triathlon.
All right. John, you be careful with that one. You have no idea. That's going to take you years to train for that.
Is it how far do you have to swim? Like 5 miles?
No, it's not that far. It's 2 miles? 2 mile swim. I think an Ironman is a 2 mile swim, right?
And it's a full marathon, is that right?
And it's biking like 50 miles though, right? It's a full marathon. I think you bike 50 miles and you swim 2.
Use an electric bike, do you know?
But the good thing about you doing it is you're not going to be all stressed out about the time because your only goal would be to finish it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So takes the stress off you. Right. Well, yeah.
Carrie Ann just texted and she said that she will double the amount.
Oh.
Of the donation?
I guess. Then she just said LFG, which I think we all know what that means.
Let's bleep and go.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Mike just said 2.4 swim.
Okay. It's 2.4. Oh.
No, this can't be right.
Okay.
This
is going crazy. This is good. The text.
2.4 swim, 112 miles.
Of what?
Bike.
Yeah.
And then a marathon.
Right. Okay.
112 miles? Oh, boy. Todd just says, I'll double it, too. I'll double what Carrie Ann says.
John, that Ironman, especially for you with an artificial hip, way out of shape.
I wouldn't say way.
Okay. You don't know how to swim. I don't know if you should do this. I think about it.
Got this one from Todd. The three of you should do a 3-man relay Ironman. I would do that. I'll do the bike.
I'll do the run.
Todd?
Will you swim the 2.4?
Oh, my gosh. I hate water.
Come on.
I don't know.
How can you hate water? You're from Wisconsin.
That's interesting.
We got to think about that.
Okay, you guys, we got to think about that.
Okay, we got to think about this.
That's obviously not going to be
this. So you'd be the runner?
Yeah.
Wow.
But this is going to be 2025, 2026.
Mike just said it took me 13 hours, and I will double as well.
John, you're up to some serious bank here.
I know.
You're like at $5,000.
I know. It would be for my amputee warriors. Got this one. I took private swim lessons at the Y. The guy asked us what our goal was. I told him I had SEAL training in 2 weeks. Okay, Brian, you're lying to him.
Yeah, you are. But you're funny, so that's okay.
Yes, very funny.
So, all right. I just want to get back to this marathon. So the marathon is the 18th, right? It's a week from Sunday. And if people will volunteer, then some of the proceeds will go to the new community shelter. And this is, we've been doing this for a while, but we need some volunteers. But you know where we volunteer? The finish line.
Oh, nice.
That is the best place.
Hey, can you give me one of those like aluminum jackets?
Yeah, those look very cool. I got a picture of me in that. Oh, that's a cool picture.
I want one of those.
You got to be sweating a little bit, but
up a sweat.
Yeah, that's a cool picture. But really, it's the best place because you watch the runners come in, and that's where we hand out water and medals.
Yeah.
So these are the times that people.
And oranges, don't they?
What they go get those. We don't hand out oranges. They just go to the table and they get.
I hand out oranges and bananas. Bananas.
We don't hand. They're there.
I'd hand those out.
They're there, and then they also have like half.
Carrie Ann says she's done half a marathon. Carrie Ann, we need to talk to you.
Half Ironman.
Half Ironman. Carrie Ann, we got to talk to you. We got to talk to you. Give us a call.
One of my kids was for her birthday. And I don't know how old she was. I don't know, 19. And what do you want for your birthday? And she wanted a half Ironman. So we bought that. It's like.
What do you mean you bought it?
Well, it's like $100 to go into that.
Oh, you paid for her entrance fee.
Yeah, and she loved
it. And she did it?
Yeah, she loved it.
She did a half Ironman.
Yep.
Wow. Your kids are pretty amazing. I mean, you said one climbed Kilimanjaro?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I haven't done anything cool like that.
Well, yeah, you have.
What? Name me one cool thing I've done like that.
Like that. Well, maybe. Okay, I got to think about it.
Yeah, there is none.
Okay, but all right. So this is what we need. And then you guys this would be great if you want to do a little volunteering to come to the marathon. Obviously, you work the finish line, and it's the medals and the water that you hand out. So we need people. We need a couple people from 7:45 till 10. Actually, I'm going to be working that shift. From 10 to 12:30, and then 12:30 to 3. And that's a great place to work. You know that 12:30 to 3 slot? Have you ever been there at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool because those
are the
people.
We got Carrie Ann.
Oh. All right.
Carrie Ann?
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Real good. Just back from the gym. Did some burpees from Mino.
Yeah,
there you go.
I was going to do some here this morning.
Yeah, he's just got a little busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's got that challenge. Todd, what date did we write down? July?
June 26th. June 26th was, June it was 26th. The burpees challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so the half Ironman, it's just a beautiful race. You got a 1.2-mile swim. Then you go out and you do a little bike ride of 56 miles. You get done and you run a half marathon. Wow. Nothing to it.
Is that up in Door County?
I did the one here at Highcliff.
Oh, okay.
Years ago. Yes, years ago. But it was I got a tattoo after I did it.
Nice. Wow. And a medal.
You know.
And one of those aluminum jackets.
And one of those capes.
Yeah, I love that. I want one of those.
That I think we may just go for the photo shoot. But I don't know. John would.
What was the hardest event?
Honestly, the hardest event is the swim because, as Jim said, it's like you're in a washing machine. You're getting kicked in the face. You're swimming in open water. Yeah. It's 1.2 miles of a swim is a distance.
How long did it take you to do the swim? Because John's going to practice at the Y in a pool, and that's kind of like not the real thing.
How about if we go there and we kick him in the head and everything?
All right. I'm liking that.
Get him used to it.
We get plenty of people to do join us on that.
So does it go? Is the run the last thing or the bike?
Bike. Well, I don't
know. The run is the last thing. The transitions kind of get you. But I will say the swim took me about 40 minutes or so.
Okay.
The bike is just a nice, you get in the zone. You know, you get down in your tri-bars. You're wearing the same outfit the whole time, too. So you've got some chafing going on.
Yeah.
Men get bloody nipples. Can I say that on the air?
Yeah. Well,
I'll tell you what, though. That chafing, when I did that 26-mile bike thing, I got that. And it was so bad, I couldn't wear regular pants for a couple of days. I'm not kidding.
You got to get some of the monkey butt. You got to put that back there.
Yes, monkey butt. They used to sell that at truck stops. For truck drivers at times.
Oh, wait. Now you just kind of went too far.
Yeah, that's what I think.
What? No. But it was because they would be riding for so long, they would get saddle sore. And they would. And
yeah, that's.
There was
we get
a
it.
Salve.
We get it. We understand it. We got
that's
it right
not
away.
Not where I was thinking.
Oh, no. Okay. No. This is. Yeah.
That bloody nipple thing I can happen on a half marathon, too.
Oh, man.
It can happen on a 5K.
Yeah.
If you don't put the right.
Right. You got to put that gel on.
Hey, with the swimming thing, are they ever worried, though, about somebody going down?
Well, they watch.
And you
there's people
somebody?
Watching. There's
oh, yeah.
People.
Yeah. In fact, the Oshkosh half Ironman did lose somebody, unfortunately, in the swim.
Wow.
Inexperienced lifeguards. It was, yeah.
But
so, it's a big deal.
Are you allowed to wear any kind of flotation device?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
But potentially in some of the super sprints. Those are like the beginner triathlons.
Okay.
You may want to, you know, because you're just starting out. And,
yeah.
And honestly, swimming, open water, it's the real deal. It's scary.
I've never done that. I've never swam in unopen water.
That open water,
there
that is.
There you go.
But I can go the length of one pool.
I can go
the length of a pool
well,
swimming.
That's good. Okay,
25, now you just, 25 meters?
Right.
Yes.
You just got to do that, 300 times? Yeah. Hey, you going to the marathon?
I unfortunately am not.
Okay, that's just great to see these people accomplish that. But that Ironman, that's unbelievable.
I'm going to give you a lot of credit.
Yeah, yeah. So
All right, you guys, I got to take my dog for a walk, but right. Anytime you want me to come back up and talk fitness, Mino, you let me know.
We would love it. We're working on the burpees.
All right.
Thank you.
See you the 26th.
You guys, take care. Have
you
a good
too.
Weekend.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Back in for this. I change my ways.
It'll take time, I know it. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything. And the history of windmills includes using the weather, in this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th, because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Alpton, 48 in Oshkosh, and zero wind. There is, like, no wind whatsoever out there.
Really?
Yes, none whatsoever. This would be a great day to go on the boat, take it up towards Door County, buzz around. Wouldn't it? Perfect day for that.
Go for a jog.
And you're right, no wind.
No, look at none.
That's what it says. Yep.
Yes, zero wind. Wow. Yes. So, you know what I still want to do, though?
What's that?
When Jake called yesterday about going up to going sailing in Door County, he said he could hook us up. I would love to do that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that take you sailing.
I've never sailed, though. Like I said, I've never been on a sailboat.
Oh, no. Rob Coles has a nice boat.
Oh.
Go with the senator. He's retiring, so he'll take you across the bay.
All right. I'd do that.
There's some really, really nice sailboats up in Door County. But,
yeah, I know. All right.
Okay, hey, let me just finish this new fundraiser for a new community shelter. If you want to help out, really just work the finish line. We need people, three shifts. And if you're interested, it's a good place to work. I mean, I've worked a lot of marathons handing out like the apples and oranges.
You get a free t-shirt?
Don't know. I don't want to commit to that because I'm not sure. But I do know that Shannon is in charge. And I'll give
you
her.
Some people don't like it if you wear the t-shirt and you didn't run it.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like that foil thing you want to wear.
Yeah.
They don't really like you walking around with that because you really didn't run it.
I know sometimes Marines don't like it, too, if you're wearing a Marine sweatshirt and you weren't in the Marines.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if they're that
or
strict.
Like if you're in a Harvard sweatshirt and you really didn't go to Harvard.
I went.
Or a coffee mug.
Or a coffee mug.
I'm just saying. Go for 4 years. But okay. Saying. Hey, so call Shannon, you guys. We need some help here. I'm going to be working it. John, I hope you help out. 920-621-0109. Why did I say 0109? I should say that. 920-
you know what the worst part of the marathon is?
621-0109. Shannon, and she'll block you into one of those three times. I just want to say that 12:30 to 3 shift, that's a cool shift to work. You know why? Because a lot of the people who come across at like 2 and 3, it's their first marathon. And they are as excited as the Kenyan who
I believe
through.
It.
It's just, it's great to stick around and do that. So anyway, I'll be there. You'll be there.
What comedian is it talks about, why would anybody want to run 26 miles? And it's like, you ever hear of the first one? It's like this guy, and it was a Greek thing, and he ran, and he 26 miles is his last thing. He gets his 26 miles or whatever, and he collapses. And he says, you know, we have won the battle. I've run 26 miles to tell you we've won the battle. And he goes, yeah, we know. There's a Kenyan here like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I know, right? Boy,
those guys are amazing, though.
They're amazing.
They're amazing.
They're just in zero body fat. And so I would a lot of times give out, hold the ribbon for the winner. And they come through. And a lot of times they haven't run our course yet.
Right.
You know, they'll come in the night before. We have a little pasta party. And then the next day they would, the next day they would run the marathon. You get done. Those guys are like, nice city, Mayor.
Yeah.
And they're talking to you
fine.
Like I'd just be spitting up a lung.
Yeah.
And these guys are.
Yeah. Well, I remember we'd be in the photographer's truck at times.
Right.
You know, you'd all climb in the back of the truck, and you'd shoot, and they'd be coming towards you. And there were times you'd have to tell the guy, speed up. speed up.
Because these guys, yeah, because they're going to pass miles, the
truck. Yeah. No, they're impressed. That's pretty amazing.
And it's great that they pay for them to come over, but there's a purse. They're not.
But
it's
I
not
think
huge.
Some people are built. I think just some, whether it's your nationality or whatever, you're just built a certain way. I'm built the opposite, I would think, of a marathoner. The exact opposite.
Yeah, that's they tell you that's not. So the guy, and I think I told you, he was in Green Bay probably 2006-07. It's called the Penguin.
Yeah.
Because he runs. He looks like you. He kind of runs like you. You know, a little back and forth waddle thing.
When have you ever seen me run?
True. I'm making an assumption here. But, okay, I would just think you and the Penguin would be more lined up than you and the Kenyan. But I don't know, John. You could run like the Kenyan. What do I know? Anyway, this guy wrote a book, and his thing was just he talked to people like you that said, oh, I'm just not built for running. And this guy's like, hey, look, man, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And he got a lot of people to run. So, and there was another lady who ran, and I think, I'm not kidding you, because I gave her, I introduced her.
Larry McCarron always told me I could never be a runner. My legs are too short.
But that's...
Larry McCarron got that into my head.
Okay.
And I believe Larry McCarron.
But you did run a lot, right?
I did.
You were a runner.
Yeah, but never around other people. Like, you know, I just jogged on my own.
That's fine. The other guy that I was, one of the favorite people I met in my tenure was, he's the guy who ran 50 marathons.
Wow.
In 50 states.
Oh, I read about
50
this guy.
Days.
That's right.
Think about that, Johnny.
That's
50
unbelievable.
50 days, 50 marathons in 50 states. Now, he flew some. His kids and his, actually, his parents, so the kids' grandparents.
Flew them from place to place?
No, they didn't make it all. They drove like in an RV, so they missed a few of them. But that guy ran slow.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks these runners got to be Jim Fix and all these like long legs and Kenyan sprinters. No, you can run this thing. But it's amazing. You haven't worked the finish line with me. Not at 7:30 in the morning.
I didn't know that.
You worked the finish line at 3 o'clock. You'll be surprised. There'll be a lot of John Minos crossing that finish line.
Dean Carney's 50 marathons, 50 states. Wow. That's incredible. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not a big autograph guy, but that guy signed a shirt for me. He wrote a book. I'm actually in the book. He gave a tree to every state, every place that he ran the marathon. He donated a tree. Very cool.
Let's try to get him on sometime.
That would be great. I got to find.
I want you to get him on.
And then.
And the guy that jumped off the Golden State Bridge and survived.
Yeah,
I want to get him on.
That guy.
Those are two guys I really want to get on.
Two incredible people that I met.
The story you told me about the guy that jumped off the Golden State Bridge.
Golden Gate.
Yeah, Golden. What did I say?
Golden State.
Oh, Golden
California
Gate
is the Golden State, yeah. But yeah, it's Golden
and,
Gate.
And survived. And he survived because a doctor was late for a plane.
Missed the flight.
And he saved him. And the coast.
That story, you guys, and I think you've heard this because he's
almost don't even want to tell the story because it's so amazing.
It is so great how he survived that jump. And I will tell you that as soon as he jumped off, and he'll tell you this too when we get him on, but as soon as he jumped off the bridge, he's like, shouldn't have done
what
this.
What did I do? Right? Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when you hit the water at that, you break your back, you shatter your back, and that's what happened to him. But yeah, it's cool.
Wow.
It's a great, great story.
That's the last way I would ever go.
Jump? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you're serious?
Yeah. I don't know. What?
Because you're thinking about it the whole way instead of just getting it over with. It's like, oh, crap. I wonder
Yeah, whatever, 20 seconds or that
yeah,
must feel
I,
like
no,
a
no, 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 no.
I can't even think about that.
No, me neither.
All right.
There we go. Randy Van Stratton's going to be joining us from Bellin Sports Medicine. We got a lot to talk about with Mother's Day weekend coming up, including, ladies and gentlemen, including the debut of Jim's mother. Jim's mother is going to be on our show.
I hope. She said yesterday she would, but John, I don't know.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yes, we got Christine and Dennis coming in for the weekend. What's up? Live from the City Deck Landing Studios, our music series. Who have we got for our special guest today, live music time?
It is Sunday and Mr. Gessel.
All nice. Right. Okay. All right, I'm going to call my mom and make sure she's still up for this.
Get a little funky here, Todd. A little funky on a Friday. Mono the Mayor. Back up this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and big-time fan Rich LoCascio in studio. And host of Max Inc.'s Terry Barr joins us to talk about Saturday night's show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.